that tied a club record. And here we go with game three. And a couple of vicious cross checks taken by Draisaitl right off the draw against Mikhail Granlund. And Draisaitl still. Clean faceoff win for McTavish. Drew Helleson shooting, redirected. Tough save made by Engram. Wasn't sure where the rebound was. Fortunately for him.
Some good chances created in tight by Anaheim, and he stopped them all.
Murphy to Draisaitl. Off to Pekulsa. 3-on-2 Edmonton. Well played by the Ducks, however. Turned over, though. Quick shot, score! Vasui Pekulsa off the turnover! And it's Edmonton who takes a 1-0 lead! Pekulsa's first of the series, but he has shined throughout.
Had that loose puck before, it's eventually knocked out of harm's way. And this is just off the entry, a little bit of a scramble. And this puck comes back to Edmonton. Quick pass to Podkolzin. He just spins and fires it. Right there, actually, blocks it right out, zips it on net, finds with a little bit of a screen. It was Hyman and
Colton Dock couldn't get it clear. Hines from Helleson put it back down low. And Engram wisely played that with a stick. Up top, Helleson redirected home. McTavish the tip, and this game is tied.
That wants to get going. You mentioned he stayed late in the warm-up to shoot pucks at Dostal, who stayed out right to the end. Anaheim has done a better job at this than the Edmonton Oilers. They have gotten pucks through. Not enough presence in front to deny another redirection similar to the Kreider deflection from the same spot. This one finds its way past Engram off the bar.
Leo Carlson controlling right side. Kreider gives it back to him. John Carlson gets it back from Terry. Leo Carlson shot, redirected, score. Granlund, 2-1 Anaheim.
Well, this place, you can feel the vibrations in Honda Center right now. This building has erupted. Two goals in a row, and Anaheim takes the lead. For the third straight game, it's Edmonton that strikes first, and it's Anaheim that's able to claw back and take the lead back from Edmonton. This time, a power play goal on a rebound, a shot that gets through.
And I'd agree with Kelly Rudy. You were talking about Connor Engram. Big reason why this game is still within striking distance.
Absolutely. No question about it.
Sure, Nurse looked like he had a lane to the net there. Murphy steps up around the boards. Draisaitl inside. Kapanen shoots and scores. This game is tied. Kasperi Kapanen stays hot. That's his third of the series, and we're tied at two.
I'm concerned just getting the pucks, maybe a little bit sitting back here by Anaheim with the 2-1 lead. And it's a beautiful pass from the corner right onto the tape of Kapanen, and he zips this one far side. Work off the cycle, we talked about it. This series seems to be a series that's going to be won and lost in the trenches of the offensive zone, and how you defend, how you can manufacture. Not necessarily known to be the speediest of guys, but that's the effort in the playoffs you love to see.
McDavid again off the rush. Bouchard a shot, juggled by Dostal. Rebound, score! Ryan Nugent-Hopkins puts Edmonton in front, 3-2.
A lot of that in the series. Both teams respect each other so much. We talked about getting shots through, though. Evan Bouchard gets this puck through to the net. Look at this. And it's a hard one to handle for Dostal, and he does it, and you keep jamming away. Both Roslovic and Nugent-Hopkins were right on the doorstep, and it's Ryan Nugent-Hopkins that fishes this puck out.
Ekholm through to Roslovic, not out. Carlson, Seneca, quick pass, shot, Michikov, missed time blocker. Rebound, Carlson, hit shot, on that save, rebound, score, Alex Killorn, the equalizer.
Control for Edmonton, but the puck eventually gets back into their hands. Nice little pass, Seneca. Minchikov misses this wide, but the shot from the blue line again. The traffic in front of Connor Engram. Mikhail Granlund is there. The shot gets through. He digs out the rebound.
Carlson took a pretty high hit.
hit there by Carlson as he tried to take a run at Carlson. He's going to go to the bench.
2-on-1. Seneca across. Kalorn denied by Ingram. Caught over the edge of his blocker after Bouchard.
This off the paddle, off the helmet, stays out. 2-on-1. Pod Colson goes to the bench. And this leads to an out-number.
And Oki, you're bang on with Dreisaitl against the Ducks. You talked to the Anaheim Brass, and they had Kessler in 2017 and Washi thus far in this series, but they've had no answer for Dreisaitl. 18 points now through two periods. Wallman ducks away from traffic, sends it up to Roslovic, backhands it into McDavid, shoots, and a save made, Dostal.
Fatal shot up over top of the shoulder here. Bam. You can almost hear it.
Even for men tight. Well, crowd screaming for interference on McDavid. Not called. Slap pass. Bouchard broken up. Granlund up ice. Seneca with a chance. Shoots. Scores.
Didn't get out of the way. And there's the turnover for Bouchard. Just tried to do too much with this puck at the line. It gets turned over. And it's an outnumbered rush the other way.
Granlund's second assist of the evening. Dreisaitl lost the handy. 2-on-1. Terry, Gauthier, backhander, score. Leo Carlson. 5-3. Anaheim.
Anaheim, they've been aggressive. Anytime Edmonton has the puck up high in the zone, they've been pressuring quick with this pass, a little too hot for Dreisaitl to handle. Ricochets off of his stick, and the Ducks are off to the races once again. When they do have their opportunities, they are quick to attack on the transition. This reminds me of the first period.
You just can't do that if you're Anaheim. Can't give Edmonton a look here. Nugent Hopkins loading up in front. Dreisaitl sprawling, save made, Dostal on. It was a race, but Dreisaitl kept it alive for Bouchard up top. 20 on the power play. Dreisaitl, little give and go with McDavid, who stays with it and then shoots and scores. May have been deflected, but Edmonton right back in the game, 5-4. Connor McDavid with his first goal of the series.
Stands watching this one. And this makes it a one-goal game again. Goes off the stick of Menchikov, up over top of the arm of Dostal. So I don't know if he's looking to shoot this or he's looking for a deflection from Hyman. I'm thinking he's looking for Hyman in front, who he knows has the inside position, looking for any kind of redirection, but he gets a bounce. And that's a big bounce for Edmonton.
That's what Lou was talking about. Some traffic in front. Terry to Carlson. Lacombe. Back to Carlson, shot, save, Ingram, rebound available, Cutter Gauthier. But the Ducks will break out. Jeff Viel, no doghouse for him, Ian Moore, drop pass, wrist shot over the net. Lacombe did not hit it, Viel, backhand score! Redemption for Jeff Viel! 6-4.
Great effort by him. Here's the rush up the ice by McDavid. And as he blows a wheel going into the corner, he's shoved down by Lacombe. Goes in aggressively into the corner. Lacombe with the first chance here. He's the one that gets back up the ice in a hurry. And for Anaheim, just a will to win a puck. It's Viel that comes up with this one. Drive by, he's the one that stops, comes up with it. The quick backhand beats it.
6-on-5, here comes Leon Draisaitl. Checked by Kalorn. Held up briefly. Puck comes free. Lacombe loading up, shooting toward the empty net. Bullseye. Ducks are going to go up 2-1.
Strong defensive game. He's the one in the matchup, logs a ton of minutes, and this one perfectly placed from below the goal line. Just sauces this one up over top. There might be a fight here. Pod Colson,
yes.
Just challenged
Viel. Colson.
He's a tough kid. And so is Pod Colson.
And Viel trading punches, but Colson lands a right hook and wrestles Viel to the ice.
Boy, he was looking for it. Pod Colson flew by him, didn't jump him, gave him a little tap, turned around, said to make something carry over. He hopes for the next game down 2.
The old expression is there's more than two ways to skin a cat. Well, in this series, there's more than a couple ways to win a hockey game, and the Ducks keep scoring, and they keep fighting.